Hello, and welcome to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're digging into Michael Watkins' The First 90 Days. And honestly, Sophie, I have to ask you something. If you started a brand new job tomorrow, what's the first thing you'd do?
Morning, Sam. I'd probably try to impress everyone with what I already know. But that's exactly the trap this book warns about. Watkins says your first 3 months aren't a grace period at all. They're a crucible where you're at your most vulnerable and your most influential at the same time. Every move you make is being watched and remembered.
That's terrifying, but so true. And the biggest mistake is thinking what made you successful before will make you successful again. You basically have to unlearn as much as you learn.
Right.
He calls it promoting your own transition. No one else is going to manage your entry for you. You have to be proactive and deliberate, starting with a systematic diagnosis of the new environment. You need to understand the business, the politics, and the culture before you start making changes.
He also gives you a great tool for that diagnosis called the STARS model. It stands for Startup, Turnaround, Accelerated Growth, Realignment, and Sustaining Success. Each one needs a completely different approach.
Exactly. If you apply a turnaround playbook to a sustaining success situation, you'll wreck the place. Misdiagnosing your context is probably the single most dangerous thing you can do in those first 90 days.
So step one is honestly asking what kind of situation you're walking into. Don't assume it's the same as your last job. Then what?
Then you secure early wins. These aren't grand, sweeping changes. They're small, visible victories that prove you're a person of action and build trust with your team. In a turnaround, that might be stopping the financial bleeding. In a startup, it could be launching a minimum viable product.
Right? Pick a few targets that are achievable and meaningful, then deliver on them with excellence. That build a reservoir of goodwill you'll need when things get harder.
And here's the catch. Those wins need to align with your long-term agenda, not just be busy work. Watkins is very strategic about that.
Now let's talk about the boss. Their relationship seems like the one people mishandle the most.
Absolutely. Watkins says you have to negotiate success with your new boss. You can't just assume you're on the same page, because you almost certainly aren't. You need to have explicit conversations about priorities, resources, and timelines.
It's not about being a pushover either. It's strategic. You want to understand your boss's pressures and preferred style, then present your diagnosis and plan and ask for their feedback. You're basically aligning on what winning looks like.
And that prevents a huge amount of frustration later. It also forces you to be clear about what you need from them, whether that's autonomy, budget, or support.
Then there's building your network. You can't do it alone. And he talks about mapping the informal networks of influence that sit underneath the org chart.
Yes. You need allies and mentors at every level. That means listening more than you talk and genuinely understanding people's goals and concerns. It's not cynical politicking, it's building social capital.
And that's hard for someone like me who likes to come in and fix things fast. The book really says to hold back and gather perspective first.
Exactly.
In the first 90 days, you should be a learning machine. There's a whole chapter about focusing your learning agenda on the company's strategy, processes, finances, and customers.
And you have to avoid the know-it-all syndrome. Thinking your past experience makes you an instant expert is a fast way to lose credibility.
That arrogance gets punished. Watkins says the most successful leaders in transition are humble and relentlessly curious. They ask questions no one else is asking.
Now, what about the team you inherit? Those people are probably anxious and maybe even resentful that you showed up.
Yes, and you have to assess them quickly, but fairly. Identify your high performers, your underperformers, and anyone who might actively resist your leadership. Then be willing to make tough calls early.
Delegue personnel, décision rarement. I've seen managers wait a year and regret every month of it.
Right.
He says you send a powerful signal when you address performance issues promptly. It shows you're serious about excellence and taking responsibility for the team.
All of this builds toward a vision. By day 90, you should be able to say clearly where you're taking the organization and how.
Not a grand pronouncement on day one, but a vision built through dialogue and shared ownership. You communicate it relentlessly so everyone knows the direction.
So the whole book is really about being deliberate instead of reactive. You're managing the transition instead of letting it manage you.
That's the heart of it. Watkin says a transition is a distinct phase of work that needs its own strategy. You diagnose before you prescribe, you build momentum with early wins, you negotiate with your boss, you build your network, and you create that vision.
The first 90 days are really the foundation for your whole tenure. If you build that foundation right, everything after has a much better chance.
And if you get it wrong, the cost is huge. But the reward is a career of impact. I really liked how he framed it as an art and a science at the same time.
I'm definitely taking away the STARS model. Just asking myself what transition I'm really in before I do anything is going to save me from so many dumb moves.
Same here. And, you know, if you want to keep exploring these ideas, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles, and you can read or listen in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. My one-line takeaway is that a new role isn't a free pass, it's a test. The way to pass is to learn fast, act deliberately, and build relationships before you ever make a big move. We'll see you in the next one.